Good morning, beloved. In Psalm 125, we read, "Those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time forth and forever. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the land of the righteous, so that the righteous will not put forth their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But as for those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them away with the doers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel." God, we pray for the country of Cyprus, for those who are still experiencing the divisions of the north and the south. And God, they just have been raging for decades. And there seems to be a strong desire for reunification, but then there seems to be little actual movement in that direction. God, I pray that you would be the source of their hope. I pray that even now, as we pray for the Republic of Cyprus, the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, you would be the God who does good in their midst. And that people would therefore seek to work and build up what is righteous, good, and true. God, wherever there are true faults, wherever there are true sins, wherever there are right transgressions, when people would describe it, they would say, yes, this is a true transgression, not just against the Lord God, but against you, the God who has made yourself known to your people. I pray that there would be genuine forgiveness because of the blood that stains Calvary. I pray that people would be turning aside from barrenness and self-righteousness and in humility by the power of the Holy Spirit move towards their neighbors because you're the God who has moved towards us. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord bless you, beloved.